This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fleeing shelling, civilians have streamed out of the southern Ukrainian city whose recapture they had just celebrated weeks earlier. The exodus from Kherson came as Ukraine solemnly remembered a 1930s famine and sought to ensure that Russia's war on the country does not deprive others worldwide of its vital food exports. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that engineers continue to restore Ukraine's damaged power grid, but there is not enough power to make the supply completely stable. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Zelensky said in 14 regions and in the capital, there are still limits on the amount of power available. He also said Russia launched a missile attack Saturday afternoon on civilian homes in the region of Dnipropetrovsk. He said there was shelling in Donetsk and other regions as well. And he said 12 more Ukrainians were released from Russian captivity on Saturday, 3 civilians, 9 members of the armed forces. He said that makes for a total of 98 Ukrainians released from Russian detention this week. No independent confirmation was available. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Heavy rainfalls triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. The landslide early Saturday destroyed buildings and swept parked cars into the sea. Authorities said that at least one person died, 12 are missing. Rescue efforts were complicated by the large amount of mud and the debris that barreled down the mountainside, as well as windy and rainy weather that delayed boats and helicopters to the island. This is VOA News. Protests against China's restrictive COVID-19 measures appeared to roll in several cities Saturday night, and displays of public defiance fanned by anger over a deadly fire in the western Xinjiang region. Many protests could not be immediately confirmed, but in Shanghai, police used pepper spray to stop around 300 protesters who had gathered at the middle Urumqi Road at midnight. Protesters brought flowers, candles, and signs reading Urumqi, November 24th, those who died rest in peace, to memorialize the 10 deaths caused by a fire in an apartment building in the capital city. Christmas preparations are ramping up across Europe. However, many cities are weighing whether or not to light their streets as the energy crisis takes hold. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Excited Parisians count down as Paris's mayor, alongside several celebrities, pushes the button, setting the whole of the famous Champs-Élysées alight. However, unlike Christmases gone, the lights in the French capital this year will turn off over 2 hours earlier at 11:45 p.m. Officials throughout Europe are wrestling with a difficult choice. Either they create holiday cheer that may help boost the economy, or they dim the Christmas lights this year in solidarity with their citizens who may be struggling with higher energy bills. In Denmark, they're striving for a happy balance, as the park director of Tivoli Gardens, Kasper Schumacher, tells the AP.
We are looking at our rides. We are making sure that rides are full before we start them up. And then we shut down the lights during night times when we are closed.
Karen Chamas, London.
And Venezuela, the former leader, the government opposition, have agreed to create a UN-managed fund to finance health, food, and education programs for the poor, while the Biden administration eased some oil sanctions on the country in an effort to boost the newly restarted talks between the sides. The agreement signed Saturday in Mexico City by representatives of President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition marked the resumption of long-stalled negotiations meant to find a common path out of their country's complex crisis. Meanwhile, the U.S. government, in response, agreed to allow oil giant Chevron to pump Venezuelan oil. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.